When the Tokyo Olympics officially kicked off today, it was under the most unusual circumstances in modern times. While 16 days of international competition are what is planned, William Brangham takes a closer look at the tensions behind these games.
That's right, Judy. The strange dynamics of opening day were yet another sign of the times. Today's ceremony acknowledged the pandemic and the isolation experienced by many over the past year and paid tribute to medical workers. Usually a star-studded show, this was a quieter ceremony. National teams paraded in, waving to a nearly empty stadium. One of the more notable moments, tennis star Naomi Osaka, arguably Japan's most famous athlete, lit the Olympic torch. It was noisier outside as protests continued against holding the games at all in the middle of a pandemic. Just 23% of Japan's population is fully vaccinated. For more on this, I'm joined by Philip Crowther. He's reporting on the games from Tokyo for the Associated Press. Philip, thank you very much for being here with us. This sounds like a very unusual opening ceremony by Olympic standards. Can you just give us a sense of what it's like there?
Yeah, look, it was extraordinary because usually these opening ceremonies are celebrations, aren't they? There clearly wasn't the mood for a celebration here in Tokyo. You mentioned it already. This was much more of a solemn occasion and just an extraordinary thing to see that this Olympic stadium, where there should have been 68,000 people, was almost entirely empty. Just under 1,000 people were inside, and none of those members of the public. They will not be allowed to see a single second of Olympic sport in person. That is quite something to get your head around. As to the atmosphere, you just mentioned those protests. This is also something that doesn't tend to happen with opening ceremonies, that actually on the inside of the stadium, you can hear the protesters during those quiet moments. And it is, of course, because of the COVID-19 pandemic that there were those quiet moments of reflection. You could hear those people chanting right outside, calling for those games to essentially not be held at all.
Is that right? I understand that you were at that protest today for a period of time. Is that what they would like? They think that in the midst of a pandemic, that this is just simply too dangerous to go forward?
Yeah, that's basically it, actually. And that is what leads to those polls that you just mentioned. There is a very clear majority of the Japanese people who do not want these Olympic Games to happen during a pandemic that is getting worse in this country and specifically also in this city. They do not want these games to be held. They think it's a money-grabbing exercise by the International Olympic Committee, by the Japanese Prime Minister, and that for the good of the people, this is something that should not happen.
And speaking of the pandemic, it was revealed today that at least 100 of the U.S. athletes have not been vaccinated, which I think is somewhere like 1 in 6 athletes are not protected from COVID. How are officials explaining that, how so many came to Tokyo in the middle of a pandemic and did not get vaccinated?
Well, look, according to the U.S. Olympic Committee, this is actually a good number. The medical experts there were seem to sound pretty satisfied with this statistic that was actually only revealed in the last 24 hours. Now, one of the reasons for this might be athletes that were a little bit reticent to get vaccinated because of a fear that it might somehow influence their performance. That is absolutely possible. But what this also does, the fact that other athletes now know that in the same Olympic village there are American athletes who have not been vaccinated, will they now get close to them? Because there is always that fear of becoming what is called a close contact. That means that you might have shook hands with somebody once who tested positive for COVID-19, one of those 19 cases we've had here so far among athletes. If you've been close to one of those people, then you're also going to be checked for COVID-19 and you might be isolated for a short while, putting into serious peril your Olympic dreams. That is why there is this nervousness that I know about among athletes, having spoken to a few. As soon as they hear a rumor about a new case, you always have to check right away. Have you been with that person? Have you trained with them maybe? Did you have a meal with them? That's the kind of atmosphere, partly at least, that we have in this Olympic village here in Tokyo right now.
Philip, lastly, we were talking about the protests that happened outside the stadium, but we've also seen some protests by athletes themselves. The U.S. women's soccer team, many of them took a knee before their first game in solidarity with the racial justice movement happening here in America. That, too, seemed unusual for an Olympics. Do you know, are there rules about protests? And is it your sense that the athletes will actually abide by them?
Yeah, there are some rules. Some of them are more strict than others. The International Olympic Committee made it relatively clear that some types of protest would be not necessarily welcomed, but would definitely be accepted. And when you see the female soccer team from the United States taking a knee, that is absolutely allowed within the rules of the Olympic Games. Other things are not, though, and there is an increasing pressure, actually, for other types of protest to be allowed, and that would include protesting on the actual medal podium. That is where, of course, if you want to make your case, you will get a much, much bigger audience. It is probably only a matter of time before we see some more protests, be it on the soccer field, maybe on the track and field, in the track and field stadium, the Olympic stadium you see right behind me, and maybe even an attempt to protest against or for something on a podium. That, though, would, again, go against the rules of these Olympics.
But as we well know, protesters don't always abide by the rules. Philip Crowther, joining us from Tokyo for the Associated Press, thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you.